utter disaster from day one.
Remoor doling out some harsh remarks, saying the teacher transfer process demonstrates incompetence and falsehoods while violating the union's agreements with the district. The BTF leader specifically points out an online portal used for teachers in the process violates their contract because it needs to be in writing.
We told them you can't do that because it's supposed to be in writing. And if a teacher applies by the portal and doesn't do it in writing, another teacher then can grieve it and they'll have to redo it. So we said, look, what we'll do is back up here. You made a mistake. We'll work with you to correct it. Give us the list of the names of the teachers that applied only online, and we'll write up something so we'll let them reapply and everything will be fine. They still haven't done that.
I accepted any means that a teacher submitted a request. If they sent it via fax, if they sent it via email, if they hand-walked the document in, and if they've sent it via mail.
The district's Human Resources Associate Superintendent Jamie Warren responding to the remarks.
I accepted any manner that a teacher submitted a request to TANSRA. The portal wasn't a restriction, it was an enhancement to their ability to use an online system as opposed to mailing a letter or walking a letter here. So there was no effort to restrict their ability, it was to enhance their ability.
Warren told reporters it's an innovative system, and it now places teachers in classrooms before the school year begins, benefiting children. She says the district will not go backwards.
Going backward to our kids not knowing who their teachers are when they leave at the end of the school year, going backward to our teachers not knowing their placement until August and September, going backward to not having access to high-quality teachers for our kids, going backwards to starting our school year with uncertified substitutes in our classroom, I don't think that that's the answer.
Remor says he's been calling on the district repeatedly since last June to fix issues.
If they don't correct these things, what will happen is they're going to have to redo all of these transfers in all of the schools, and the ripple effect on this is going to be staggering.
Warren says she is willing to sit down and discuss the matter.
The collective wisdom is always in the room. I would benefit from the opportunity to hear suggestions from the BTF about ways that we can improve it. I'm receptive to ways to improve the process, but I do not believe the answer is to go backward.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.